Welcome back to Morning Minutes, Season 4, Episode 7, Psalms 19. This is a bit of a longer psalm. I'm still going to read it because it's an awesome psalm. I've called it Radical Realities. Radical Realities. Here's what is true in a world that has a lot of confusion. All right, let me read the psalms. My name is Lena and I welcome you to Morning Minutes. Verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. By the way, it's a psalm written by David. The heavens declare the glory of God and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So many verses worth memorizing. That last verse often quoted by pastors in their prayers before their sermons are preached. A prayer that I have repeated over and over again to the Lord. I love it. Radical realities. Number one, God's power and glory is everywhere if you'll take time to look for it. Hey, this is called the Summer of Hope. Summer is a great time to be outside, to look around. The first verses, in fact, verse 2, day to day pours out speech, night to night reveals knowledge. That reminds me of my college years. I went to a college and in front of the science building, those words were etched in stone on the top of the building. Everything we know has been revealed to us. God has told us who he is. He's told us how powerful he is and how good he is through his creation. The created order testifies to the existence of God. I believe God exists. I believe God has given us his word and he's given us the created order to tell us who he is. There's order in creation. I'm not great at remembering numbers and facts, but when you think about them, all of the ways that the planets rotate around each other, it is astounding. Some of you might be into that and maybe shoot me an email and tell me your favorite statistic about the universe. You cannot see the order of the universe and not see the amazing awesomeness of God. By the way, much written on this that I will not be able to cover in the remaining 3 minutes of this podcast. The created order is meant to give glory to God. That's why it was created. I mean, you look at all the things that God has created and it shouts the glory of God. The heavens declared the glory of God. I remember the first time I went to the Grand Canyon. I didn't have a lot of time and I thought, what's the best way I could see it all? And I decided to take a helicopter tour so that my first view of the Grand Canyon was in a helicopter overlooking the entire awesome created order that is called the Grand Canyon. And I remember the tears started streaming down my face and my heart exploding with adoration of the Lord as I saw all that he had created there. I felt the same awesomeness, by the way, once a few years ago when I took a trip and did, I know my life sounds more exotic than it is, but I took a trip to Kenya to do a medical mission trip and had the ability to go on safari for 24 hours. And I remember being in that open air Jeep and seeing the animals and just crying out praise and worship to our God for what he has created. The created order is meant to give glory to God. The created order is the seen part that makes known the invisible attributes of God. That is Romans 1, 18 to 23. I mentioned that a couple psalms ago in Psalms, I think it was 8. Look around you, people. Get outside. See all God has created and be astounded. Have you ever studied an ant? They're all over my yard. It's incredible what they do. So God's power and glory is everywhere. If you'll take time to look for it, that is a radical reality. Number two, God's word is life-giving if you'll take time to be in it. I mean, David spends 7 through 10, 4 verses that establish, besides that we've already seen it throughout the Psalms, establish why God's word is necessary. It's perfect and sure and right and pure and clean, and it will make you wise and happy and rejoicing and enlightened and enduring. I mean, this is crazy awesome. That is why we take time to read the word of God and spend time in it. 5 minutes doesn't come close to the time that I need to be in God's word. God's word is powerful enough to save you. His word starts with the law that lays the foundation to fear God and is a guide and warning for how to live. And it is full of grace. of Jesus Christ coming to save us, not by works, not by the law, but by because of his love, by faith, through grace, because of the sacrifice that he paid for us on the cross. That is what you see in God's word, the story of Jesus. It is awesome. Lastly, God's conviction is life-changing if you'll take the time to listen to him. That is half this chapter talks about. He ends with this, God, search me, know me. Who can discern his error? Declares me innocent from hidden faults. There's things I do that I shouldn't do. Things that I don't do that I should be doing. You know me. You still love me. And let me be acceptable in your sight. God, you're my rock and my redeemer. God's conviction is life-changing if you'll take the time to listen to it. Nothing is hidden from God. His conviction is deep and you cannot escape it. No sin is too small in God's eyes. His standard is holiness and available to us in Christ Jesus. No sin is too big in God's eyes. His gift is Jesus to forgive us all of our sins. No matter what you've done, no matter who you were, Jesus Christ died for you because he loves you. While you were in your worst state of sin, Romans 5:8, he died for you in love. We can live in an acceptable fashion before him because of Jesus. These are radical realities. The created order shows God, God's word gives us life, and God's conviction is life-changing. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I love you guys. Love to hear from you. Shoot me a comment on the app or on the website, or shoot me an email, lena@livingwithpower.org. I love it when you guys leave me comments. It makes my day. And God knows we live in a world where all of us can use encouragement. So be encouraged today. I love you and I am praying for you. I'll catch you again tomorrow.